Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, September 12th. Pierre Poilievre made his first speech to his federal conservative caucus today.
We're not interested in having a more impressive accounting ledger for its own sake. We're doing this as conservatives because we know that when government ruins the finances of the nation, it ruins the lives of its citizens. We know that every single dollar spent by government is paid by the working class, taxpayer, and the seniors of this country.
Meanwhile, Liberal Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reacted to the speech from the new leader of the opposition.
Now, I heard Mr. Poilievre talking about how much we wasted on Canadians over the past couple of years. Let me be very clear. Being there for workers, for families, for seniors, for young people, for businesses, it was the right thing to do.
The House of Commons is set to resume sitting on the 19th. Fans of The Amazing Race Canada will see some familiar sights in tomorrow's episode. The show, where contestants race to various locations across the country in order to win prize money, made stops in Wyerton, Tobermory, Meaford, and Georgian Bluffs. South Bruce Peninsula Mayor and Bruce County Warden Janice Jackson.
The Bruce Peninsula is not really a secret anymore. And, more and more Canadians are discovering the beauty of the peninsula. So having a national television show like this featuring the peninsula is only going to boost tourism, and that's a good thing.
Jackson says they knew CTV was in the area to film back in May, and the production was kept tightly under wraps. The fourth annual Families for Autism Golf Tournament is scheduled for Saturday, September 17th at Sauble Golf & Country. A large contingent of golfers will be participating in the event, which serves as a fundraiser for its projects and initiatives. Stephanie Sarenko is one of the organizers.
It's been amazing, the support from the community, all the local businesses to help make this golf tournament run. It's been amazing.
Among other things, Families for Autism places communication boards in public places like parks to assist families who have autistic members. Saugeen Shores police are investigating a couple of recent break-ins. In a Facebook post today, they say sometime between 1 this morning and 7:30 this morning, a residence located in the area of North Shore Road and Hilly Lane was broken into. Police say a large camouflage duffel bag with items was left at the scene. In another post, police say sometime between this past Thursday and Friday, Tim's Fry Truck at the Canadian Tire in Port Elgin was broken into. Police say if you have any information, to contact them or Crime Stoppers. As of today, the Wyerton boat launch is closed until November. A release from the town says the closure is in place for the completion of necessary repairs and improvements to the breakwall. You may have heard or received an alert this afternoon, depending on where you are. Peel Regional Police issued an alert after an officer was shot and killed this afternoon and two people were taken to hospital. They have since arrested the suspect. Halton and Peel Police say the shootings happened in Mississauga and Milton. Ukrainian soldiers reportedly made significant territorial gains today, pushing northeast. President Volodymyr Zelensky says, since the beginning of September and up to today, Ukrainian fighters have liberated more than 6,000 square kilometers. Ukraine claimed today to have captured a significant number of Russian soldiers, though a number hasn't been given. In sports, in Major League Ball, the Blue Jays and Tampa Bay Rays open a five-game series tonight in Toronto. In the National Football League, the Seattle Seahawks host the Denver Broncos. Former Owen Sound Attack captain Nick Suzuki has been named captain of the Montreal Canadiens of the National Hockey League. Meanwhile, the Attack won their second straight preseason game, winning 5-3 at North Bay yesterday. Next action for the Attack is September 20th, when they host North Bay in exhibition play. That's sports. There's always more on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. Your weather forecast is coming up next.